An Andalusian Dog, a 1929 Franco-Spanish silent surrealist short film directed by Luis Buñuel and artist Salvador Dalí. Now we see a man with a razor taking the time to cut the moon in two, to split the man in two, because the moon makes a man represented and he cuts the girl's eye as if it is a man to split. Now we see a sissy riding a bicycle dressed in a feminine way. A woman is in her apartment making time to meet the sissy and she suddenly has the feeling that the sissy is arriving. Now the sissy falls with the bicycle and stays fallen on the sidewalk in front of her building. She goes down to the street and kisses the fallen sissy repeatedly. Now she is up in her place again and she is placing the sissy's clothes on the bed. Some of the sissy's clothes are those of a nun. Now instead she sees there at the place the sissy now turned into a straight man. The man is looking at his hand from where there are ants coming out from a hole in the palm of the hand. This is allusion to the French expression ants in the hands, which means a great desire to kill. He is now seeing representations of a woman's pubis. Now in the street there is a lesbian woman dressed in a masculine way observing an amputated hand on the road. A lot of people are around her looking at the hand. A couple of policemen are there too and they take the hand and they put it in the box that the sissy carried with him and give it to the lesbian girl. The lesbian is now alone and all the people are leaving. She is there staying on the road holding the box. From the window of the apartment the girl and the man are watching her down there. Suddenly a car runs over the lesbian. Now the man in the apartment wants to have sex with the straight girl. The man feels desire for the girl and dares to tease her and touch her breasts. He gets sick from the need to have sex with her. She tries to avoid it. They move around the apartment and suddenly she threatens to hit him and he stops. Now he pulls certain ropes that are suddenly there with something tied to them that look like the tables of the Ten Commandments. With those ropes he pulls two pianos with two donkeys that are left there above the two pianos and a couple of priests. This is simply an allegory about religion and repression. Now she escapes from the room and he goes after her. She closes a door behind her and his hand is trapped by the closing door. Now ants come out of his hand again. Now inside that other room the sissy is lying on the bed dressed with the feminine clothes again. Someone rings at the door. It is a man and this man is angry with the sissy. He is a straight man and goes beside the bed where the sissy is lying and yells at him. That man acts like a repressive father. The man finally takes the sissy's clothes and throws them through the window. Now the man orders the sissy to remain facing the wall in a repressive way. It seems as if the sissy is being punished by that man acting now as a teacher. Now that man is gone. And now in the room are both the protagonist as straight and as sissy at the same time. The straight version of the man is facing the wall and the sissy version takes some books from a student desk and gives them to his straight version. The sissy is going to leave the place and his straight version is holding the books as punished by the teacher. Suddenly the books are transformed into two pistols and the protagonist's straight version shoots the sissy version of him. The sissy's corpse falls on the bare back of a girl who disappears as soon as the corpse touches the ground in a park. Some men are over there and find the corpse. Now the girl arrives at the apartment. She sees a butterfly on the wall. It is a butterfly with a death symbol on its back, with a skull on its back. Now the straight version of the man is there and his mouth suddenly represents a pubis of a woman. She leaves the place after showing her tongue to the man as a rejection. Now she is with another man on the shore of a beach. They kiss and walk together. She has found a man who respects her and does not have problems with sexual orientation and sexual identity. Now everything is simple and pleasant, but now both are going to find the box and the sissy's clothes. They leave them behind and walk together. Suddenly we see the girl and a man who are half buried in sand and static as dummies, because dummy is the way someone is taken when she cannot be taken just as a man or a woman. Because when the roles are defined as just man or woman, she escapes those definitions.